Tefillah for Life, Shir 1071, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. We continue in the Hallelukas. We left off, we're in the middle of the last Hallelukah in Tehillim, the last Hallelukah in Pesukah de Zimra. And the Pasuk says, Halleluhu B'Gvuraisav, Halleluhu K'roiv Gudlai. Praise the Rabbeinu Shlalem with his Gvuras. Praise the Rabbeinu Shalom according to our understanding of the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Halleluhu K'roiv Gudlai. Praise him like his greatness. Like the power of the Rabbeinu Shalom's greatness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless abilities, endless greatness. And that's what the end of the Pasuk is saying. Rabbi Victor Miller says something very interesting. He says the two parts of this Pasuk are coming to bring out a point. On one hand, we praise the Rabbeinu Shlalem B'Gvuraisav. With the Gvuras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we see the might of the Rabbeinu Shlalem. But we can't forget Roiv Gudlai. We can't forget that the Rabbeinu Shlalem's greatness is much, much further than what we perceive. And of course, it's important to study the Niflois of the Rabbeinu Shlalem, because you don't know where to start. A person that never paid attention to the power of the Rabbeinu Shlalem has no ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, it has to be Kerev Gudlai. You praise the Rabbeinu Shlalem with the understanding that whatever you know, whatever you see, he's far, far greater than that. Rav Gudlai, the endless amount of greatness that the Rabbeinu Shlalem has. And like we said many times, the purpose of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not for him, it's for ourselves. When we read these words, we have to internalize that even though, let's say, we're stuck in a situation and we don't see a way out, we have to tell ourselves, Roiv Gudlai, the Rabbeinu Shlalem's abilities are endless. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that understanding that his abilities are endless. And therefore, even though you seem to be stuck in a certain predicament and you can't figure out a way out, part of Pesukei de Zimra is to open your mind and understand that the Rabbeinu Shlalem's abilities far surpass what you think. And the Rabbeinu Shlalem can do much, much more. That's Roiv Gudlai. That's the praise that we're supposed to keep in mind when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important to understand the chesed and the neflois of the Rabbeinu Shlalem. But it's also important to understand that we can never fully understand the chesed Hashem.